Lesson 40. Apologies 2. Part A. Micro-listening. Numbers. 3 to 4 digit numbers.
Drill 1. You will hear 10 3- or 4-digit numbers. Listen carefully and write down the numbers as they are read.
1. 102.
2. 356.
3. 570.
4. 607.
5. 875.
6. 990.
7. 1068.
8. 3024.
9. 8631.
10. 7243. Drill 2. You will hear 5 sentences. In each sentence, there is a 3 or 4 digit number. Repeat the number and write it down in the blank.
1. Tiananmen is 580 years old.
2. The Yangtze River is 6,380 kilometers long.
3. Mount Zumalangma is 8,848 meters high.
4. The Tower of London is 900 years old.
5. The River Thames is 338 kilometers long. Part B. Macro listening. Dialogue. Do you know that name? Now listen to the dialogue.
Excuse me, do you live here?
Yes, we do. We live on the 3rd floor.
Oh, does Jackie Hunter live here too?
Jackie Hunter. Do you know that name, Tom?
Jackie Hunter. No, I don't. I'm sorry.
I know her.
Do you? Does she live here?
Yes, she does. She's from California. She lives under us. She lives in the apartment on the 2nd floor.
Oh, thanks. I have a letter for her, but her name isn't on the mailbox.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Excuse me, do you live here?
Yes, we do. We live on the 3rd floor.
Oh, does Jackie Hunter live here too?
Jackie Hunter. Do you know that name, Tom?
Jackie Hunter. No, I don't. I'm sorry.
I know her.
Do you? Does she live here?
Yes, she does. She's from California. She lives under us. She lives in the apartment on the 2nd floor.
Oh, thanks. I have a letter for her, but her name isn't on the mailbox.
Question number 1. How many people take part in the conversation?
Question number 2. What's the first speaker's job?
Question number 3. What is the first speaker doing?
Question number 4. Where might the conversation have taken place?
Question number 5. Which of the following does the conversation suggest?
Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue again and answer the following questions.
Excuse me, do you live here?
Yes, we do. We live on the 3rd floor.
Oh, does Jackie Hunter live here too?
Jackie Hunter. Do you know that name, Tom?
Jackie Hunter. No, I don't. I'm sorry.
I know her.
Do you? Does she live here?
Yes, she does. She's from California. She lives under us. She lives in the apartment on the 2nd floor.
Oh, thanks. I have a letter for her, but her name isn't on the mailbox.
Passage. Sorry, I can't accept it. Now listen to the passage.
Dear Linda, the letter you wrote me on November the 13th arrived just a few days ago. Mail service between New York and Chicago should be better than that. I'm glad you like your new job, but I'm sorry you don't like New York very much. You'll probably like it better when you have more friends there. Thank you for your invitation. I'm really sorry I can't accept it. My aunt will be here during the Christmas holidays, so I can't go away. I'm sure you understand. I hope you can come to Chicago sometime. Sincerely, Rose.
Exercise 1. Listen to the passage carefully and write T, true, or F, false, for each statement you hear.
Dear Linda, the letter you wrote me on November the 13th arrived just a few days ago. Mail service between New York and Chicago should be better than that. I'm glad you like your new job, but I'm sorry you don't like New York very much. You'll probably like it better when you have more friends there. Thank you for your invitation. I'm really sorry I can't accept it. My aunt will be here during the Christmas holidays, so I can't go away. I'm sure you understand. I hope you can come to Chicago sometime. Sincerely, Rose.
Number 1. Mail service between New York and Chicago is not very good.
Number 2. Linda likes New York very much, but she doesn't like her new job.
Number 3. Linda doesn't have many friends in New York.
Number 4. Rose can't accept Linda's invitation because she's decided to visit her aunt.
Number 5. Linda is writing to Rose to thank her for the invitation.
Exercise 2. Listen to the passage again and choose the best answer to complete each of the following.
Dear Linda, the letter you wrote me on November the 13th arrived just a few days ago. Mail service between New York and Chicago should be better than that. I'm glad you like your new job, but I'm sorry you don't like New York very much. You'll probably like it better when you have more friends there. Thank you for your invitation. I'm really sorry I can't accept it. My aunt will be here during the Christmas holidays, so I can't go away. I'm sure you understand. I hope you can come to Chicago sometime. Sincerely, Rose.
This is the end of Lesson 14.